1913 is when our family started to grow strawberries. At least to my knowledge, we're the longest generationally ran strawberry farm in Ontario. Probably the same holds true for watermelon and pumpkin, because we've been growing watermelon and pumpkin since the mid 40s. So, and a lot has changed in all those crops. Like watermelon, seedless watermelon weren't a thing until the mid 90s. And growing watermelon, like now we're growing watermelon on a black plastic mulch with drip tape. So it lets us use a lot less water. We're able to provide the fertilizer and the nutrients right to the roots of the crop. So it's just so much more efficient. But it also, the black plastic mulch adds a lot of heat units. So the watermelon, historically, would plant it from seed out it right into the field. And then that watermelon plant wouldn't actually mature until October. So Grandpa used to always get mad because Oktoberfest would hit, because all the fairs and fall festivals that they'd be taking watermelon to, people would stop eating watermelon and drink more beer. So the Oktoberfest really cut into watermelon sales. But then with some new varieties and new technologies, we've been able to push when our watermelon harvest time frame is from starting in early October or late September. Now we start middle of July. And I mean, the season really ends Labor Day as soon as kids go back to school. That really always marks the transition between when watermelon season finishes and when pumpkin season starts.
How, brother? I mean, you're all over the place out in East Elgin. You got a lot of operations from the dairy end to what you're doing here.
So my dad or my grandfather, they were also how brothers. My dad and my uncles, they kind of divvied up different roles within the operation. So the dairy was a key aspect of it. My uncle Bruce did the dairy. My uncle Keith did the tobacco. And then my dad did the fruit and veg. Our operation here, it's all fruit and veg. We do strawberries, watermelon, pumpkin. And our business has, for the most part, focused up until the last several years, focused on growing fruit and vegetables for the wholesale market. So we've always felt that to really put a lot of effort into the farm markets, we haven't been close enough to a big enough urban center up until the last few years. Really, it's definitely seemed like there's been a lot more interest in people knowing where they're, like, knowing the farmer and knowing where their food comes from. And we had I farm with two of my brothers, so me and my oldest brother farmed together for a number of years, and then our middle brother ended up coming back to the farm, so we had to make some room for him, and that kind of allowed us to expand into some of our markets. And now we have our home market location right in just south of Elmer on Highway 45. And a few years ago, we purchased Salt Creek Farm Market and Bakery and expanded out there. So now that market is also under the Howe umbrella.
Now, how many acres here? At this operation here?
So right here, we're in front of our strawberry tunnels. This is 9 acres under tunnel. So it's a new production system, like where we've been growing strawberries for over 110 years. Really, not a lot has changed up until the last 5. So now we're growing strawberries up out of soil, protected with a plastic covering. So basically, you picture a lower tech greenhouse that's specifically for producing. It extends your season several weeks earlier in the spring and several weeks later in the fall. And the main benefit is just that it keeps the rain off of the crop and off of the berry. So that just really reduces the amount of disease pressure that the crop gets. So it's actually grown in, it's a coconut core substrate. So it's not in soil, it's in a byproduct of coconuts. So strawberries, watermelon, and pumpkin are the main crops. Strawberries will do around 20 acres, watermelon around 70 to 80 acres, and then pumpkins 220 acres. And then we'll do for our markets, we'll do about 30 to 40 acres of sweet corn, several acre market garden that just has just about every, any type of flower, any type of vegetable from okra to eggplant. We just grow a little bit of everything just so that we can have enough variety on our shelves to make any of our customers happy, regardless of what they're looking for. If we can grow it in Ontario, we try to have it in the garden.